Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Video Show on Thursday night, September the 6th, 2018. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, as usual and as always, I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready to follow along with the man of God as he get ready to deliver God's word on tonight. Before we go into the word on tonight, I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. But before we do that, I'm going to check to make sure my guest, I don't see his number on the screen. Minister Rembus, are you on the line? Minister Rembus, are you on the line? Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to move forward. After my prayer, I'm going to do a music break real quick, and I'm going to get in touch with Minister Sivan. I do not know what happened, but we know that the enemy is always busy, and he already know what God is. He having a clue. He don't know what God is going to do, but he have a clue as to what God is going to do through his word. And so that's what he's trying to stop it and block it any way he can. But we already know that we have the victory through Christ Jesus on tonight. So we are going to go forth with our prayer, and I'm going to do a music break, and I'm going to try to reach out Minister Rembus on tonight, see where he is, so we can move forward with the program for tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come again to give you the glory and the honor and the praise that's due your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you that you are not like man. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have and hold all power in heaven, earth, and in earth in your hands. Heavenly Father, we just bless your name on tonight. We come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family, my guest on tonight, Minister Rembus, and his entire family, and every faithful doer and committed, humble doer of your word on tonight, Lord. We lift them up to you in the name of Jesus, asking that you would continue to move by your spirit through each one of us individually, then as a corporate body of believers, that we will be able to continue to walk in your statutes, that wherever we go, somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in us, that you will be glorified. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray and lift up all those that may be tuned in on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name is our prayer, that something will be said through our man of God, your man of God, Minister Rambis, on tonight, as he delivers your word, that something will be said and that your word will be received in love to the point, Heavenly Father, that if they are spiritually blind, they will open their own mouth, confess their sins, and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come in their heart, into their hearts and save them in his name. And once they're saved on tonight, they will come to know their God's purpose in the earth and fulfill it for your glory, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, now we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. We now lift up all those that are bereaved, Heavenly Father. We know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come lifting up my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings. I also come lifting up our sister in Christ, Minister Sandra Willis, Heavenly Father. And not only them, because we that are saved in Jesus' name know that you know who they are. All those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies, you know who they are and you know where they are. So we ask that you would move by your spirit as only you can. Touch them, Heavenly Father. Heal their bodies, minds, and spirits, Heavenly Father, according to your will, that you would be glorified through them is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray now that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us. And we thank you for what you're doing through this worldwide ministry titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? For we know that it is what you're doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So be glorified on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. Most of all, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified as your word go forth through Minister Remnants on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. We give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. All those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen as well. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to is almost like in the form of a question. Well, and here it goes. How will you be remembered, or what will your legacy be? That's a mighty good question on tonight. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. How will you be remembered, or what will your legacy be? I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servant-ambassador-vessels. Once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I do want the listeners to be aware that after Minister Rambis has concluded with the message on tonight, please do not hang up your phone. Do not go off the internet because he's going to minister to us in music after he's finished delivering the word on tonight. He will be ministering this song, Healing by Richard Smallwood and Vision, is the title of the song that he will be playing for us as we will listen to it together after he concludes with the message on tonight. So right now I'm going to go to our music break by Pastor Shirley Caesar, and her song that she's going to be singing on tonight is Jesus, Jesus, I Love Calling Your Name. And I can touch and agree with that song. I, too, love calling on the precious name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So we're going to enjoy this music break together. Then we're going to come back. We're going to turn this mic over to Minister Sharon Rabbis to deliver God's word. So as I said earlier at the beginning, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along with the man of God as he get ready to deliver God's word on tonight. Enjoy the music break. I hear another song. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad we serve a God that we can call on his name? And I love that he loves to hear his children call on his name. Why? Because we need him. We can do nothing without him. And through Jesus Christ, we know that all things are possible. So I pray that you enjoy that music break. Right now, we are ready to hear from the Lord on tonight through Minister Sharon Rambis. So I pray that you have your Bibles and pens ready to be able to receive the word on tonight. Minister Rambis, I now yield the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord on my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for another opportunity. Thank God for waking me up this morning. Thank God for his grace and mercy and his favor. And a lot of times we complain about the hand of mercy and God's grace, but the word tells us that grace and mercy is not to be in front of us or on the side of us, but the word tells us that grace and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And so we thank God for his grace and mercy that has followed us all the days of our life. Grace and mercy then followed us and protected us from danger seen and unseen. So we thank God once again for his grace and mercy. For I know I got some witnesses out there that can testify that if it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, where would I be? Where would I be without God's grace and mercy? So thank God for his grace and mercy. Although I might not see it, I might not feel it, but I thank God that it does follow me all the days of my life. And so, once again, thank God for this preaching opportunity. Thank God for Brother Brown and this platform. Thank God for his word. For there is a word tonight that is found in 2 Corinthians. The word of God is found in 2 Corinthians for tonight. The first chapter, verses 3-5. Once again, 2 Corinthians, I'm sorry, the first chapter, verses 3-5. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us to another preaching moment. Thank you for allowing us to assemble and gather to hear your word, to be blessed by your word. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. I let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. Lord, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. We bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen. So we thank God once again for our church home, Greater Shield of Faith, and our spiritual leader, Bishop James A. Jennings. We thank God for you today. And so our word for tonight, 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 3-5. And it reads, blessed by the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ. and the word of God is blessed. Just for a thought, for a few minutes, I'd like to encourage you to not be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. While life can be tiring, when you are struggling in and with your sin, when family members aren't saved, when bills pile up and they're not paid, when school is difficult, when work is exhausting, when your health is failing, when your loved ones are hurt, when the future is unsure and even unsafe, and even when you had some people that you considered to be good friends and they leave, it's easy to be discouraged. Discouragement is a thief. It steals your vitality. It steals your zeal. It steals your joy, your peace, your contentment. If discouragement dwells and stay around long enough, it has some friends that will soon join. Their name is fatigue and hopelessness and despair, self-pity, depression, doubt, and bitterness. Sometimes discouragement can be so strong that you even don't want to go on living. Discouragement is dissatisfaction with the past, a distaste for the present, and a distrust for the future. It is the result of blindness. It is ingratitude for the blessings of yesterday, indifference to the opportunities of today, insecurities regarding strength for tomorrow. It is unawareness of the presence of God, unconcern for the needs of our fellow man, and unbelief in the promises of his word. If we have nothing to rely on, or we forget our blessings and look to our circumstances, then that is when discouragement begins to take hold. It begins to take root. But instead, what we need is encouragement. In times like this, we need hope. We need peace. And the knowledge that the Lord knows our troubles and has great concern and compassion for us, and is not leaving us unloved or uncared for. I just stopped by a few minutes to encourage you. Don't be discouraged. But instead, you should keep your eyes on Jesus. That's the best way. I learned in this Christian walk that it's the best way to be encouraged. Because in him, you can find comfort. In him, you can find peace. And so we just need to find him in his word. And then we'd be able to receive it by faith. And we'll be able to rest in his bosom. And so the first thing I like to pull out from our text tonight is to be encouraged, because God is a God of mercy and comfort. You find that right in verse 3. Blessed by the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and God of all comfort. God is called the Father of mercies. It means he is compassionate. He has pity for us. He has mercy for us. And it is something that is felt in the heart. In God's very heart, he feels mercy towards us. He didn't just find it. He didn't buy it somewhere. He is the author of mercy. His mercy toward you begins with salvation. The forgiveness of sins and the deliverance from eternal damnation. And this, because of Jesus, because of his sacrifice, because of his shed blood for you. God is the God of mercy. Psalms 86 and 5 says, you are forgiving and good, O Lord, abounding in love to all who call to you. Have you called on him? Has he been good to you today? And so the word comfort means exhortation and encouragement. In fact, a form of this word is used to describe the Holy Spirit. A form of this word is the Holy Spirit. That's why in John 14 and 26 reads, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. All this text shows you is that God is a God of comfort, and in him you can find encouragement. All comfort comes from God, who is once again the God of comfort. He's the God of mercy, and he's the God of love. It isn't an angel. It isn't some cosmic force. It is an appeal that you can take. Psychotherapy. Or is it even in a post or a clever slogan that you find on Facebook that warms your heart and lifts your spirit? That can only be done by God. But you may ask, how is the comfort received from God? First, I like to point out by faith. Because God said he is the God of comfort, then you need to believe it and act upon it. That is, you need to trust him and receive his comfort as he provides it. See, it might not come in a package that we're looking for. It might not even come in a package that we like, but we have to have discernment to receive that comfort that he gives, that comfort that he provides. Then we receive comfort from God, from others. God uses people to comfort us. When you have a problem, doesn't the Lord seem like the Lord know how to send the right person at the right time with the encouraging word? Or with a helping hand, or even when the nights get long and dark, even provide a person to lend you their shoulder to cry on. And then we receive comfort from God through his word, reading and hearing the word of God. Because the word of God provides instruction. It provides encouragement. It provides safety. It provides promises. It provides encouragement. And then we receive comfort. We already read the scripture by the Holy Spirit. Because he is the comforter. And if you accept Jesus, he dwells within you. And so once again, I'd like to encourage you. Don't be discouraged. And so the second thing I'd like to point out is we can take encouragement because God is there in our afflictions. It's found right there in verse 4 where it says, who comfort us in all our afflictions so that we might be able to comfort those who are in affliction. And so I'm so glad that God is not one that when things get thick, he get thin. When trouble arise, he's hard to find. I'm so glad that God is not like man. It says, who comfort us in all our afflictions. And so afflictions can be translated as tribulation, trouble, anguish, persecution, burdens. And so afflictions come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Affliction comes in all types of suits and dresses and skirts. So be careful of those afflictions that comes your way. Afflictions can come in sickness. It can come in financial difficulty, a loss of a loved one, an uncertain future, an accident. But also, this is something very important. Afflictions occurs in the heart. Affliction occurs in the heart, that very place where we get frustrated, that very place where we get confused, that very place that we get hurt. And so this leads me to ask the question, why do we have affliction? No, it's not God's fault. No, it's not that God causes things to come upon us. But because we live in a fallen world, and it takes a world with trouble, it takes a world with stress and strain, it takes a world with trials and tribulations to train the people of God for their higher calling. You don't believe me, is in the word. James 1, 2-4 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must work its work so that you may be mature and complete and lack nothing. So then afflictions, whether you want to agree, but I got some witnesses out there that afflictions are a way to make you better. Somebody have been through some things and they came out better for having gone through them. Somebody can testify that there is a blessing on the other side of through. And that is how we should have a view of our afflictions. That is the perspective God wants us to have when we go through our situations. When we go through our troubles and trials and our testing, we are to have the perspective that this test is just strengthening my faith. This test is just a workout of my faith. This test, this trial, this situation only come to make me strong. And so when I get on the other side, when I get through, that's where I will find the comfort and the mercy of Jesus. Because like I said, it's in the affliction. He's in it with us, y'all. He's not just going to allow us to be in a battle and a fight alone. He's in the fight with us. Somebody need to hear that tonight. That Jesus is in the fight with you. You're not fighting alone. And so you don't have to worry whether or not is he going to take care of you. Because he already has. He already has done the work on the old rugged cross on a hill called Calvary. When he hung his head and died, he already has showed how much he cared for you. He gave his very life to show you how much he cares for you, so you don't have to worry if he cares for you. I'm here to tell you that Jesus cares and Jesus knows. Jesus cares and he knows just how much you can bear. He never will put more on you than you can bear. I know sometimes the load might get a little heavy. You might have to shift your feet a little while. But God is there helping you bury the load. Because I got some witnesses out there that he's a heavy load bearer and he's a heavy load sharer. Yeah, won't he help you carry your load? And so the third thing I like to point out, and it's still found in verse 4, is so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. And so this glorifies God when we comfort others. We give God the glory by the way we serve others, by the way we tend to others in a time of need, by the way we look at less fortunate, the way that we help those who have been marginalized. That's a way we can glorify God. And so being used by God should make you feel good. But this is not the only reason to help someone. But it feels good when the Holy Spirit uses you to do good. So we need to praise God that you have been afflicted so that you can be able to help others. So how many of you, because of a trial, because of a situation, because of some trouble, have been able to help another through that same situation that you found yourself facing? And so I come to realize that every trouble and trial that comes our way is not necessarily for us. Because the word of God tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. I wonder how many people sitting on your testimony. God has given and assigned you to people. There's people still in situations because you haven't shared your testimony with them. What you waiting for? God is ready to use you. God wants to use your testimony to help somebody else. You see, God does not comfort us to make us comfortable, but God comfort us so that we can become comfortors. I'm going to say that again. God does not comfort us to make us comfortable, but God comfort us. He brings comforts our way so that we might become comforters ourselves. You see, lighthouses are built by shipwrecked sailors. Roads have been widened because of some accidents. Hospitals are built and wings are being added and cancer centers are being built because people have been sick or their loved ones have been sick. And so where nobody suffers, nobody cares. I said where nobody suffers, nobody cares. And so when you learn to care, 9 times out of 10 is because you have suffered. And so when you suffer, you learn to care. And so that is why God does not comfort us to make us comfortable. But once again, he comfort us to make us comforters. But don't forget, he suffered first on that old rugged cross. And so a fourth thing I'd like to point out is you should be encouraged because the comfort you receive from God comes through Jesus Christ. It's right there in verse 5. It says, "For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ." And so this means that all comfort, all encouragement, and hope that you receive through people, through the word, through situations and circumstances, they're all originated from Jesus Christ himself. Therefore, the comfort is pure, it's good, and it's right. And it's up to you because it must be received by faith. Where our sufferings are abundant, so is our comfort. This comfort is a spiritual comfort received by faith. And that's our perspective. It's by an active choice. It's received by an intentional choice. And so encouragement is something that belongs to the children of God. And so you don't have to live in a world of hurt and in a world of doubt. Even though sometimes it might feel lonely, but you don't have to live alone. You don't have to weep in solitude. You have the body of Christ to lift you up. You have the word of God to teach you. You have the Holy Spirit down on the inside of you who warms your soul. You have the word of God for encouragement. and is waiting to show you, is waiting to reveal to you his mercy and his love. You only need to trust him. You only need to remember how he made a way for you yesterday. You only need to remember how he brought you out on yesterday. You only need to remember how he paid your bills yesterday. You only need to remember how he healed your body on yesterday. You only need to remember how he comforted you when you was lonely on yesterday. You only need to remember when he said yes, even though man said no. You only need to remember, because as you look back over your life, I guarantee you that your good days will outweigh your bad days. So don't be discouraged. So don't complain, because only depend on him. You need to keep your eyes on Jesus and him alone. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And so tonight, people of God, God is waiting with open arms. That thing that you're carrying, it wasn't meant for you to carry it. Place it in the hands of the Lord. Give it to him. The word says, for the battle is not ours. We're fighting. We're carrying some things unnecessarily. Give it to God. And so whatever you suffering from today, sickness in your body, a troubled mind, a troubled home, a troubled relationship, I'm so glad that it's healing available for your soul. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you. We ask that it will fall on good ground and encourage your people to move a little further. We thank you and we praise you right now in Jesus' name. We love you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We thank you for taking care of us. We thank you for looking out for us, even when we didn't look out for ourselves, even when we so undeserving. We thank you, Lord, for being so good to us. And we praise you, and we thank you now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
That was going through some spiritual pain of my own. And it was speaking to my soul. I just wanted to encourage other people who might be going through pain to God. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. There's no situation that you're going through that's so difficult that God cannot fix. I don't care what your friends say. I don't care what your family says. I don't care what whoever's around you says. There's healing. For your soul. For your soul. So we want you to be encouraged tonight. And not be discouraged. Thank you.
one more time for somebody who may be discouraged. Don't be discouraged.
Tonight, we thank God that he's still a balm in Gilead. He's still healing our sin-sick soul. God bless you tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Minister Rambis. What an awesome word and much-needed word tonight for such a time as this. And I can bear witness that I'm a living witness that we do go through trials and tests. And we do go through sometimes situations where we feel we're uncomfortable. But God knows exactly what he's doing. Just like Jesus was uncomfortable in a lot of situations. And we too, as the body of believers in Jesus Christ, I believe this word because I know it's true. God lets us go through different situations so that we can be the comforter for others when they fall into a situation that the Lord has delivered us from. And we have to be encouraged by God's word and through vessels that he sent our way. That's what he does. He blesses others to come our way while we are hurting and while we are discouraged, while we in the loss of loved ones. Whatever the case may be, God will send a vessel your way, my way, to speak life into that situation so that we can put our faith, hope, and trust in God. So on today, I touch and agree with this message on tonight for you listener who are feeling discouraged and you feel like you want to throw in the towel on tonight. You feel like giving up. That's what the enemy wants you to do. But you can hold on to God's unchanging hand because he failed not. We know that God is a comforter, and he comforts us. Again, just like Minister Rambis just said in the word, God comforts us and blesses us so we can be a comforter. We can be comforters, and we can be a blessing in other people's lives, that God will be glorified through it all. That's what it's all about. So I pray that you were blessed by the word on tonight. I know I was. So Minister Rambis, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And for the listeners on tonight, I thank God for Minister Rambis. He is our bishop's armor bearer. And I want you listeners to know that God has opened the door for Minister Rambis to have him host his own show. I want to give you all the dates and time for his show. If you have a pen and paper, I hope you have it still available near you. You can take down these dates and times. Minister Rambis, as you know, comes forth over this show on this network every first Thursday night, delivering God's word like he did on tonight. And now he has his own show, which is titled Ministry, I'm Possible. And his theme for his show comes from the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse number 27. His theme is letting the world know that with God, all things are possible. So, and his mission is to encourage and empower people with the word of God. His show airs each and every second Thursday night. Again, every second Thursday night and each fourth Saturday night. Once again, Minister Sharon Rabbit's show is titled Ministry, I'm Possible. He airs each second Thursday night and fourth Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. And again, you want to tune in and be blessed by this young man of God as you have heard him deliver the word on tonight over this network tonight. What an awesome word on tonight. For those that may feel like you're discouraged, you want to give up and throw in the towel, don't give up. Hold on to your faith in God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Again, he is not like man. I am so grateful that God is not like man. And he promised in his word, and he's a promise keeper. He will not put no more on you or me that he know that we're not able to bear. But thank God for his promise that he is our comforter. So that's the word for tonight. I pray that you have received that word on tonight. I pray that you were blessed by the word on tonight. And I pray that you have imputed this word in your heart and your spirit so that you can turn around and be a blessing to someone else. Because sometimes you never know who the Lord is going to let cross your path. So you have to know the word, have the word in your heart so that you can be able to encourage others. Because sometimes things happen so fast. That's why the word of God tells us to hide the word of God in our hearts so that we might not sin against him. At the time when we come across people and we don't know exactly what to say to them, that's why it's important that we hide the word of God in our hearts so he can bring things back to our remembrance so they can be used for such a time that they're needed so that we can be a comfort to someone else so we can point them to Jesus Christ, that they will be comforted and knowing that their faith and hope and trust should be in God and not in man. So we thank God for this word on tonight. I pray that it has been received in love, and I pray that you will continue to tune in and be blessed by this worldwide ministry. And I want the worldwide listeners to know that I do pray for you, and I do want you to know that I do not know you personally. I do not know where you are, but we serve an awesome God. He is the great I am, the most high God, the creator of the universe and man. He knows exactly who you are and where you are, and he knows exactly what you stand in need of. And he promised that he will give you, even you, the listeners, if you're walking upright, and if you are being a faithful doer of God's word and humility, he will give you and grant you the desires of your heart. He is a promise keeper, and he has no respect of persons. So we thank God for the word on tonight came forth through Minister Rambis. So right now we're giving it a close out tonight, and we want you to know God loves you, and we love you too. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Join me in prayer, please. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you that you're not like man. We thank you that you are a promise keeper. Thank you that you promised that you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. And Father, we thank you that you have no respect of persons. What you've done for one, you would do for all because you is love, and you love all of us. You do not love sin, but you do love us for your great agape love. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you for your word, Lord, We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives and guides and lives in each one of us. Now, Lord, we pray that you continue to have mercy upon your people all over the land. We thank you for your grace and mercy, even your sufficient grace that we know we don't deserve. But we thank you for each one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. So we ask that you would help us to always decrease so that you always would increase in us so that everywhere we go, somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in us, that you will be glorified is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So we now pray, Lord, and ask that you continue to cover us, your people, in the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So we bless your name on tonight. Heavenly Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. All the people of God said amen. Well, until the next time, know that God loves you. I love you too. Until the next time, we're going to remember and know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy